Welcome to the Live Your Edge podcast. This is Gilbert Joy, your host. The Live Your Edge podcast is where I interview 7- and 8-figure entrepreneurs, influencers, and successful business owners who in their own right were able to create a life on their own terms. We talk a lot about stepping out of your comfort zone, but what does it really mean to be in discomfort and how you can expand your so-called comfort zone by being able to constantly test and challenge yourself. Today, we'll be speaking with Lucrezia Lugorno. Lucrezia is a professional coach and director of the Daniel Vigano Academy, a training school that applies the most effective management methods to grow a business and helps people find the resources to start their own business. After studying 2 degrees, Lucrezia, she started to work in a restaurant in London and then moved on to working in Harrods. And finally, down the road, she quit her job. And after running some startups, she decided to follow her true calling to become a certified coach and trainer. And now she helps hundreds of women around the world in Italy to enhance their professional skills through coaching, and thanks to the evenings that she's dedicated to her craft, she's helped improve and contribute to women's empowerment on the issues of leadership, time management, and personal branding. So today we're gonna be talking a bit about all three of those aspects, particularly in the personal branding and time management aspects of life, and how you can better use your time to build your brand, even during a economic downtime, even during a global calamity, global pandemic, and how you can stay ahead of the curve. And once all of this is over, you can then jumpstart, kickstart, and really make that comeback and get yourself on the ground and running. So join me in welcoming Lucrezia. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Live Your Edge podcast. I'm here with Lucrezia Lupuano. Welcome to the show, Lucrezia.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So tell us a bit about yourself. You are a business coach and a speaker, and you are based in Italy right now.
Yes.
So share a bit about your work and what inspired you to get into coaching and training.
So actually, Gilbert, thank you so much for your question and for inviting me here with you. What inspires me to do business coaching is that we can have the opportunity as an individual to help people to organize their time and to actually have a boost in productivity. I'm a coach from Italy, as you know, and we have a company here. We started 2 years ago. I can say that one of the key of the success of our company is the people. And I'm working along with an entrepreneur, which is a best-selling author in personal development. And so this is the key factor that really helped us to be very much renowned in Italy and also in South America. So the reason why we do what we do is because we like to share and to teach the best management skills, that they are the results of years and years of experience and of study in the training and development field. So we have actually applied all the knowledge in the field, and we took really the best techniques to help people to get the most out of their work, their personal and business life.
Awesome. So we'll definitely dive into some of those elements today. In particular, given the current global situation with people working from home, and then many of which have never had to do that before. And of course, it's a very different environment for them. It's a very different practice. So what would you say to those that are working from home right now and they find themselves they're not very productive, or they wish they could be more productive than what they're currently operating at right now? How do they start to improve that?
To improve productivity. So actually, one thing that I want to share with you all is that we have, in this month, we have changed completely our business model. So I really want to share this with you because I think that this can give an idea, an inspiration to all those people that are working from home or that are professional or entrepreneurs. And I want to say that we have actually changed the way we do business, just to give an idea, because we were doing events mainly, and of course, training two companies. So this means that we were going to our clients and we were creating events. So we were selling our tickets for the events. We had to change completely the way we were doing our activities. So we changed everything into the online business. And I want to say that digitalization is key in this process. And we have really increased results if we compare this month to the last year. You can imagine that last year we didn't have this problem, but anyway, during this month our statistics are very much increased. So what I would say, how to really keep your productivity high during these days: first of all, we really need to give a meaning to our quarantine. We really need to give a purpose to what we're doing. Another thing which is very useful is to break your activities into, you can observe and you can break it into little activities that you do. And by observing and seeing what you actually do in your work, you can then put it into a sequence of actions. If you observe your activities, you will see that there are some of the activities that you do that bring the 80% of the value of what you do. I'm not just talking about value in terms of money. I'm talking about value in terms of what is mostly valuable. I make an example. So at work, let's say I sell my product, is and what is the highest value of my work is to make my clients happy and satisfied by selling them and promoting our products. If I talk about relationships, the product of my relation is to have a satisfying and cherish my relation. So find in all the areas of your life what is the most valuable product that you can achieve, and find those activities that are actually aligned with the result, with the achieving of that product. So during these days that I was in my house, this is the first day that I actually come to my office here in Italy. During these days, I was planning during every morning. I was sitting and planning all the activities and giving priorities to those activities that are more important, that they have the highest value. And this is my way of dealing with all the things that I have to do.
Wow, that's really good. I mean, I know in Italy right now.
Yes, exactly.
The quarantine, well, like you said, they're starting to relax a little bit so people can go out again. But like you said, business has changed completely. Whereas when you were a couple of months ago, you were doing live events and now you're completely online. And even so, you're still able to do better than you did last year while yes. trying something completely different.
Yes.
And I completely agree that being able to focus on the value that is bringing you closer to your goals and spending time on those things, those activities, and mapping out the steps for that is definitely a good way to become productive and to create achievements without having to expend potentially a lot of effort.
Definitely.
So, well, you also brought up an interesting point when you said to digitize your business, because some listening are already gone digital. Some of them are struggling to go digital. So what was that journey like for you to move from a traditional offline business to an online business? What kind of elements did you include in there, and how have they contributed to boosting your business?
Yes. So actually, what I can say is that I have started a few years ago to publish what I do. One thing that is really important for a professional of any kind, I think that each one of us is entrepreneur of himself or herself. This doesn't matter the position that you have in a company. You are an entrepreneur because you sell yourself every day. And whatever you say, whatever you communicate with your with yourself, with your image, with your words, is key. Is you are the public relation manager of yourself, and this connects with the digital activity. So each one of us has, in my idea, a responsibility to bring the best image out, to give and to communicate the best of what you are doing to others. This is a responsibility not just for yourself, but for your company. They have to see, public have to see what you are doing and that you are doing it greatly. So this is what I love to do, and 10% of my time is dedicated to that. So I put on my calendar, this is my social activity time. And what I do is, at times I produce contents, at times I schedule, as I'm doing with you, interviews, I schedule Instagram Live. Now I'm giving you all my secrets, basically. So I schedule Instagram Lives, Facebook Live. I plan calls with new people that before I didn't know, to understand what new opportunities there could be. So this is the fundamentals of digitalizing your business, because I think that many people, they're wondering, like, how can I actually digitalize my business or change my business? This is possible to go to digital if you already have something to share, of course. This doesn't need to be much. This needs to be created every day or almost every day. So what I did, and the key points that I went through, is record and take pictures of the things that I do in my work, because I like to share it with my public so that my public can see what I do, and then they can become leads. They can become people that sooner or later will be my will be a cooperation, or will be a client, or will be simply a friend. But by doing outflow, you can then have people getting in touch with you, and then can be interested about what you do and the image that you give and the communications that you do. And in terms of what to communicate, I would say be yourself, because the people that will get in touch with you will be the people that are aligned with you. You know, Gilbert, sometimes I spoke to some professionals, to some experts who wanted to start, but they said, I don't know which type of communication to keep for the public. And I always say, have your own communication, because this will get interested the people that you want to have as a client, because they have the same values as you have. So what I do is I outflow a lot, and this is the key of my work. I publish a lot. I produce a lot of contents. I like to know and get in touch with new people to create new opportunities. So I would say schedule some time on your agenda, on your calendar, and give to this activity attention. And another thing I want to say, which is very important in our business, is things, they don't have to be straight away perfect. You can start with a little tiny thing that you do, and then you add up on that. And these little things added one after the other can create a huge project after months or after years that is a true value for you. It's true gold for you. So this is what I do in my business, in my activities. And then
So what it sounds like is a couple of years ago, you say you started, you know, with the social selling, building up your online presence, putting out content, getting on, you know, Instagram Live, Facebook Live, getting in touch with people like myself, you know, doing podcasts, doing interviews. And through all of this, you were able to generate more business for yourself so that when, you know, occasions like crisis that happen, such as this year, when they do occur, you're prepared to navigate this uncertainty and still be able to become productive and to continue on with your business and not allow the market or the, you know, the environment to dictate whether you're able to create business.
Yeah, this is a very key point that you are saying and that I want to stress here with you. If you wait for environment and for the situations to get in a good way for you, you can wait for a lifetime. Instead, if you take responsibility and you dictate what is going to happen, no matter what. So not because there is a justification or something happened, you don't produce. You put there the idea that you produce and that no matter what, you're going to produce. And if you say this to yourself, then it's going to happen. It's a mindset change that took for me many years. And once you get that viewpoint, things start to change.
So what you're saying is once that shift happens, you're able to really be on board with adapting to the environment and, you know, making yourself ready for it. And I imagine for you during this time, pretty much most, if not a majority of your business is coming from having your presence online and already built through the years and through the content you put out. And could be, it may not come every day, but it is something that has been coming for you.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, that's, you know, when I speak with coaches and trainers, some have, like you said, like yourself, have gone on to that route of digitizing early, and some are just starting to get on that route. So for those, you know, entrepreneurs, business owners, coaches, and trainers, and so forth, that are on their way to digitize and to, you know, increase their output, increase, like you said, the outflow, increase the production of content, increase the production of materials, for people to find them, for people to know them, and for people to trust them and eventually purchase and work with them. What advice would you give them if they were to start today and had nothing, like everything was erased and they had to start from scratch?
Okay, so if they started from zero, I would start to publish some contents of our field, so about business, I would pick a master that you really master. So let's say I'm expert in marketing or PR as a business coach, or if you are a life coach, you are expert in some things that are very specific, and I would start to organize webinar on that for sure, to gather people together on the things that you are expert, and create appointments and events online for people that are interested. And I would then do some advertising, of course, even with little budget. As a first thing, I would create some webinar and involve people. Then I would start to publish contents on my page. I would publish some images with some nice quotes to give it a little bit of a dynamic activity, to publish some quotes, to publish some pictures of you, to publish some pictures of the things that you do. This is what I would do to start from zero. And of course, if you have budget to put on your posts, that's much better, because it creates engagement and it shows up in many places in the world. You can set up to be seen in your country and also in other countries. So now, the potential of the web is unbelievable, is limitless. So you can really reach the market that you want to reach. Let's say you want to create a page in Italian, you can just target the Italian market. Let's say if you want to create something for Taiwan, then you can market it only there and create something just for those people. One thing that I would do when you start your activity is to get in touch with the people as much as you can and ask them what is their problem. This is a marketing tool for you. And what I would do is to ask them exactly what is the problem that they are trying to solve. And when they tell you the problem that they are trying to solve, focus on those two, three subjects that, of course, you must be expert and that you can give an answer to what they are asking for, and start publishing about those things, those contents. Sometimes we think that we can just speak to the people about what we want. No, it's about what they want and how can we help them to reach their goals.
Exactly. I mean, understanding the customer's need is always, something I always teach my clients, the same. It's very similar, where having a conversation with, it's all about starting a conversation with someone and understand what is one problem you can help them solve right now. And based on that, you can create content. Like you said, you can create content around it. You can create a course on it. You can build your own materials around it. And if you're in business, you can potentially come up with a product that solves that problem. And cannot stress that enough. That is a super important point that will allow you to survive thrive in any economy.
Yes.
So let's say people have started to become productive and they also have a challenge with, let's say, time, managing their time, because, in your house, if they're stuck at home, there's so many different things they can do. And yes. When it's happening is you open the door for, say, doing social media, doing social selling, creating content. But also there's chances where I myself, and victim of this, I find myself doing this, is I find myself scrolling on the Explore page for hours and then nothing gets done. So yeah. When that happens, what are the, some of the things you teach your clients when it comes to time management?
So you mean when somebody tends to become unproductive?
Exactly.
they end up being unproductive and they catch themselves being unproductive. Is there a sort of system or a framework that you implement?
Yes. So what I would really suggest to everyone, of course, motivation goes and come depending on many aspects. So it can happen that we fight. It can happen that that day our emotions and our tone is a little bit, our morale is a little bit lower. One thing that I say is, of course, it's understandable, each one of us. We are human, and so it's normal that we can go into those things, on those situations. But one thing that I suggest is really to, when it comes to your work, to schedule times for yourself between 90 minutes slots that you work, to focus on something, to leave the desk and to go somewhere, you know, like to have a little walk, like 5 minutes even, have a coffee, relax a little bit, because this improves your productivity. So we don't have to work and never stop. For lunch, let's take a real break. For those who don't do it, this is very wrong, because your productivity level decreases instead of increasing. So what I do is I work in 90-minute slots, and this was from a research that has been done in an American university, that people who work in 90-minute slots, they are much more productive. So take breaks in which you can relax, do something pleasant, stand up, go for a little walk, 2 minutes, and then you come back. So this is something that I use quite a lot. And another thing is, of course, to think on the things that you like to do the most in your activities, and do them before. Keep the things that you don't want to do a little later. But if you find that if you find yourself less motivated, then start from the things that you like the most. And this is something that brings you up and brings you a little bit more active, rather than thinking, oh my God, you know, I have to do this and this and this and that that I don't want to do. Then take a little bit of what you like more to do. Put on aside for a moment the things that you really don't want to confront, and then after some hours, you will go into that. So this is my suggestions.
So that's kind of interesting, because there is a different school of thought where it's called, you know, eat the frog. You're doing the hardest thing first thing when you get to work. And then once you get that out of your way, everything else seems trivial, or at least when we have the most willpower in the morning or before the afternoon hit comes around, we are able to get that out of the way. And when your school of thought is more of like working on things that you enjoy to start with, so that you build up the momentum, and then with the momentum, it will allow you to tackle the harder task later in the day.
If you are experiencing low motivation, yes, I would say do for some time a little bit of something that you like more. And of course, there are also priorities, and of course you need to do also the things that you don't like the most, but work should be pleasant, should be also pleasant. So if you find yourself that you're not so motivated, start from the things that it's the thing that you love the most, and then you think about the rest during the day. This is what I would say, of course.
Got it. So closing off, this question I always ask my guest is, what was the best advice you have ever received when it comes to business?
Wow, nice question. So the best advice that I've received is to give before you ask. So this is something that I really like to give free sessions to my clients, because first you give to the others, you give them some idea of how you work, what you do, and you help them, and then you can receive. But first I give. So this is something that really helped me in my career, in my business, and that I really want to share with you.
That's awesome. Giving before you ask. And given the current, you know, global situation, it's never been easier to really give and to openly give, because there are many people out there that could sure use help wherever they are. So being able to give is the precursor to then receive. So final question would be, when was the last time in the last 6 months you changed your mind on something? Another way of phrasing it is, in the last 6 months, what is something that you believe now that you didn't believe 6 months ago?
I believed that, before I thought that it wouldn't be so able to do online coaching. And now I believe that we can actually, each one of us, can actually build up a business by being everywhere in the world. I'm talking about the fact that you, if you're an expert in your business, in your field, you can create from being in Taiwan, the Bahamas, from everywhere. You can create a request for your activity. And this was clear after we experienced this quarantine, that we could, as a company, we could actually create a very big business by being in the home.
Yes. Yes, that's amazing. And I can totally imagine that, because while there are companies that are shutting down during this time, there are companies that are having record months, that are having breakthroughs, because what affects one affects everyone in this case of a pandemic. And it just depends on how we choose to adapt to it. And based on that, you know, some would thrive and some would not see the end of the light, end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, Lucrenza, if those that want to learn more about you and what you offer, your services, your company, where can they find you?
So they can find on my Instagram, Lucrezia Lo Buono, or on LinkedIn or Facebook as well.
Got it.
Yes, you can get in touch with me through my social medias.
Yeah, and I see you're very active on social media. So definitely check out your work.
Thank you.
So I really appreciate you coming on the show. It's been an honor.
Thank you so much.
And we'll see you all on the next one.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. You can find more episodes every Tuesday. If you haven't done so, please subscribe for more updates as they come. Until next time.